Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, ninjas. What do you get when you mix reality television with an obstacle course? American Ninja Warrior. Now in its ninth season, the show is a glitzy display of human strength that one former competitor has decided to take off the road system. Cody Johnston operates his own ninja training gym in Sitka. KCAW's Emily Kwong visited the facility and has this story.
The only thing standing between this girl and Ninja Warrior glory is a wall that's three times her height.
Hi, my name is Presley Johnston, and I'm 12 years old.
Presley is about to tackle the Warped Wall, the most famous obstacle from American Ninja Warrior. Eyes fixed, arms bent, she sprints directly up the 12-foot slope, pushes off her toes, and reaches upward, just catching the ledge with her fingertips. Grinning, she then kicks her feet away, and her body is now perpendicular to the ground, like a flag on a flagpole, defying gravity.
What I want to see is these kids using their imaginations to overcome obstacles.
This is Presley's dad, Cody Johnston, and this is their family's Ninja Warrior training gym, Kronos.
My son, Chase.
Hello.
Hi. My daughter, Riley.
Hi.
And my daughter, Presley, over there.
Hi. Cody's got three kids in total, and a wife of 18 years. Tara.
We moved to Sitka, and I knew that Sitka was going to be our forever home. So he came to me and he said, this is what I want to do. And I said, okay, let's find the location.
While Cody teaches classes in cargo shorts, Tara balances the books in 4-inch heels. And their gym is dedicated entirely to workouts that feel like playtime. So instead of treadmills and dumbbells, gym members scale cargo nets, swing from monkey bars, and maneuver obstacles with names like the Devil's Step and Salmon Ladder, all inspired by the famous TV show.
American Ninja Warrior has become a summer phenomenon.
Johnston got hooked in 2013.
I was in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
He was out of the Navy then and studying for a nursing degree.
Wasting away a Saturday, and then I saw a guy jump on the salmon ladder and just started doing these crazy looking pull-ups.
And he's up!
And taking the bar with him up this ladder, I was just amazed. It's like, how can anybody even do that?
That image stuck with him, of a man jumping up a ladder through arm power alone. He and his kids started looking for rocks to climb and scramble across while out hiking, and something clicked.
I think I lost my inner kid somewhere outside the Navy and somewhere in my undergrad degree. I forgot that I had a kid locked away, and I just reconnected with it.
And his kids were super impressed by what their dad could do.
Hi, I'm Cody. I'm going to be the next American Ninja Warrior.
They insisted he apply for American Ninja Warrior Season 7. Chase, the boy, even made a model ninja course out of Legos, which Cody filmed using stop-motion animation.
Perfection, there he goes, tackling the warped wall, keeping those feet driving up and over like a boss.
Out of thousands of entries, Cody's caught the attention of the producers.
I got a phone call, and they invited me on the show, and all they wanted to talk about was that Lego Ninja Warrior video.
I mean, you've done like a tour of Iraq, you're a nurse anesthetist, and your thing, like your gimmick, is Legos.
It's Legos, yeah.
It all comes down to this one jump.
The whole family was invited to watch him compete in a special military edition of American Ninja Warrior. The course was awash in Hollywood lighting, staged in front of a huge battleship with cameras from all angles, former competitors milling about. It was pretty distracting, and when Cody's big moment came, he slipped up on something small.
Well, it looked like he got cocky and stuff, and he went to go run, and he overshot the trampoline, and he buckled his knees and missed the whole cargo net.
If his daughter, that's 15-year-old Riley, sounds disappointed, she's not. In fact, she promptly drew up a new workout routine and encouraged her dad to keep trying.
I know, I'm slipping somewhere.
You need your tigers.
The whole Johnston clan seems to work this way. Like one unit driving each other up the warped wall. And when they fall, to at least make it look cool.
All right.
It's left an impression on his kids. Here's Chase and Presley.
What's your favorite part about your dad?
Everything.
He's fun, goofy, and he always plays with us now and then. He's just a really good dad.
Ninja Warrior isn't just about the superhuman ability of the contestants. You need to have a good backstory, a reason why you push your body to its fullest potential. And for Cody, this reason is pretty clear.
You know, these kids need something to shoot for in life. Why can't I be the example? I just want to be my kid's superhero. That's how they see me.
And at the end of the day, perhaps being a superhero is even cooler than being a ninja. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.